He'd been weakened by a serious shrapnel wound sustained 2 years earlier on the Western Front. He was only 38. And here's my little fantasy. He comes to life, walks out of the Père Lachaise Cemetery, and strolls down to the Seine to meet me. From the de Quiricot portrait in the Centre Pompidou, I instantly recognise him, with his barrel chest and Roman Emperor's head. To celebrate the centenary of Alcool, I buy him a drink in the Café Fleur, near his flat at number 202 on the Boulevard Saint-Germain. And then together, we set out to see what he'll make of Paris now.
Tonight's essay was presented by Martin Sorrell of Exeter University and produced in Bristol by Sarah Davis. Well, tomorrow night, another landmark publication from Paris 1913, when Michelle Roberts considers Alain Fournier's novel Le Grand Moon. That's in the essay at 10:45 tomorrow night. And that's here on BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM, on digital radio and online. There's music through the night from 12:30. Now, though, Lake Junction with Fiona Talkington.
He's asking for rain in that song. Pontanon is the name of the singer. He comes from Togo, West Africa, and that was recorded at the 1931 Paris exhibition, Genoué Eneke Ilayon. And more from Togo later on, a song to persuade camels to drink. I'm Fiona Talkington. Welcome to Late Junction. Also coming up tonight, there's the master turntablist Philip Jeck, who's inspired by St Pancras. Thomas Addis is inspired by the creation, and I'm looking ahead to Celtic Connections in Glasgow, which gets underway on the 17th of this month. And one of the projects you can hear at Celtic Connections are musicians who are part of the Spotlight England project celebrating English folk music. But you don't have to be in Glasgow to enjoy some of the music. On the 25th of January at Cecil Sharp House in London, Martin Simpson celebrates English folk ballads with Emily Portman and Jim Murray. Here's Martin's version of The Sheffield Apprentice, and he's joined on this track by John Bowden, BJ Cole, Keith Angel, Andy Cutting, Andy Seward and Richard Thompson.
I was brought up in Sheffield, a place of high degree. My parents, they adored me, had no child, only me. I ripped, I roved, I rambled where my fancies led, till I'd become apprentice and all my joys they fled. The man that I was bound to, he did not use me well. I formed a resolution with him not long to dwell. Unknown to my poor parents, from him I ran away. I steered my course to London, for cursed be the day. There was a lady in London, she chanced to spy me there. She offered me fine payment to stay with her 1 year. Her kind words and promises, with them I did agree, for to go with her in London and stay with her 1 year. But 6 months and 1 day before, my foolish mistress grew very fond of me. Her gold and her silver, her houses and her land, if I consent to marry her, would be at my command. Oh no, dear honored mistress, I cannot wed with you, for I have made a promise, likewise a solemn vow, to wed no one but Betsy, my beauteous honored maid. Forgive me, my dear mistress, she has my heart betrayed. One morning as I walked out to take the pleasant air, my mistress followed after to view the lilies fair. Gold rings from off her fingers as she did pass me by, she slipped them in my pocket, and for them I must die. The sheriff, he has taken me, it was useless to say. He took me up to justice, tried me before the mayor. He took me up to justice and to the gallows tree. Oh Lord, forgive my mistress, she surely has wronged me. The people all come flocking to see me end my life. There stood my pretty Betsy, my own intended wife. Farewell to sin and sorrow, I bid this world adieu. Farewell, my darling Betsy, I die for loving you.
Martin Simpson's version of The Sheffield Apprentice. And as I said, he's at Cecil Sharp House in London on the 25th with Emily Portman and Jim Murray as part of the Spotlight England project. Six Spotlight England musicians have been chosen by Celtic Connections this year. Bella Hardy, Bellowhead, Lucy Ward, Sam Carter, Spyro and the Tom McConville Band. And you can find full details on the Celtic Connections website. And World on Three will be coming to you live from Glasgow during the festival on three Fridays, the 18th, the 25th and February the 1st. That's all at 11 o'clock here on BBC Radio 3. The innovative Touch label, home of such artists as Chris Watson, BJ Nielsen, Jana Vinderen and Philip Jeck, celebrated 30 years last year and they brought out a compilation CD. It includes turntablist Philip Jeck from a concert recorded at St Pancras, not the station, but the church, a couple of years ago.
Thank you.
Spanish sound artist Francisco López using sounds from Bogotá and Lima, following Philip Jeck's St. Pancras, and both of those featuring on Touch's 30th anniversary compilation released last year, and more from that tomorrow night. Derry, Londonderry, is UK City of Culture for 2013. Their celebration gets underway on the 20th of this month. And here's a short piece by Derry-born composer Kevin O'Connell, written for solo double bass, but he says it was inspired by the sound of the Norwegian Hardanger fiddle. It's called Slåtter, which is the Norwegian term for a folk tune.
Thank you.
Recorded in Munich in 1981, but released only last year. Jan Gabarek, Egberto Gismonti and Charlie Hayden with Gabarek's arrangements of two folk songs. Great to hear Jan Gabarek at the London Jazz Festival a while back, who seemed so relaxed and playful during the concert. And chatting to him afterwards, he really seemed to have enjoyed the evening. Per Anders Bungarnosch played the Hardanger fiddle just before that, a tune from Telemark following the Derry-born composer Kevin O'Connell, inspired by the sound of the Hardanger fiddle in his bass piece called Slotter, played there by Malachi Robinson. I mentioned Spotlight England before. It's a project to celebrate English folk music, with some of the musicians taking part in the Celtic Connections Festival this month. Bellowhead are part of the project, and they're going to be in Glasgow on Friday the 1st of February. World on 3 will also be coming live from Celtic Connections that evening from 11 o'clock. Here's Bellowhead now from their recent CD Broadside, their raucous version of Lily Bolero.
There was an old farmer in Sussex to dwell. Lily Bolero, 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 Bolero. He had an old wife and she gave him hell.
Lily Bolero, Bolero, Bolero.
He came to him at the plow. He says, "I want your wife and I'm on her now." So the devil, he hoisted her up on his arm. Devils are playing with chains.
Lily Bolero, Bolero,
she took up a stick and she knocked out their brains.
Lily Bolero, Bolero,
two more devils that tell at the wall.
Lily Bolero, Bolero,
they said they get back 'cause she'll murder us all.
Lily Bolero, 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 Lily Bolero, 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 Lily Bolero, Bolero, Bolero.
To the back of his hump. Lily Bolero, 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 back up to earth with her in to jump.
Lily Bolero, 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 Lily Bolero, 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 Bolero,
my life, I never knew hell till I met your
Well, a tune well known to listeners of the BBC World Service, Lily Bolero, but absolutely not in that version. Bellowhead from their new CD, Broadside, and catch them at Celtic Connections on February the 1st. They're also heading to Oxford on the 13th of February, then on to Sheffield, Poole and Warwick, if they're not already sold out. Now, to Madagascar in the early 1930s, when Odeon Records took their recording equipment and captured over 70 discs worth of music. High up in the hills of Madagascar, they found the duo of Marguerite and Razanatsu singing in the style known as Kalon Fai, or Songs of the Past, which actually came from the tradition of Malagasy operetta. But here the sound of the valiya, the traditional stringed instrument of Madagascar, is being copied in the rather staccato piano accompaniment. And this song is called Goodbye, Saeed Omar. Thank you. That's the sound of a wind-up from their album called For Music Boxes, a track called Sevilla Una Maravilla. And that followed Marguerite and Razanatsu high up in the hills of Madagascar in the early 1930s. And that features on a compilation of African 78s called Opika Pende and nominated, and rightly so, for a Grammy in the Best Historical Album category. Food's latest album, Mercurial Balm, came out towards the end of last year. The whole album, I think, is a beautiful journey from start to finish rather than just a sequence of tracks. Joining Thomas Strennan and Ian Ballamy on this track, Astral, is Ivan Oset and Prakash Sontaka.
nikla ve ha ha re ki halati ha kol ye vado imalu hanla ve hu haya ve hu hove ve hu ihye biti fara ve hu ehad ve nashani Hamashilo, loha ibra, biri rashid, biri taharsi, velo hozi, ve hamashila, ve hu eri, ve haigowari, ve suri hevri, bi esizora, ve hu nisi, umanasi. Minasir kosi, beyomu ekra, beyada, afai duruhi, di esti ishan, vaira, vehimuruhi, giviyati, adonai li, adonai li, adonai li, veira ira.
A hymn sung daily in Jewish liturgy since the 15th century, apparently, with a tune sung there by the Abayudaya Jewish people of Uganda. Adon Olam, Master of the World. And just before that, there was a track called Astral from Food. That's Thomas Drennan and Ian Ballamy with Ivan Orset and Prakash Sontaker. And that comes from their recent release called Mercurial Balm. Ian Ballamy, by the way, is touring later this month with accordionist Stian Carstensen. Thomas Ades wrote a piece in 2008 called 7 Days, his response to the biblical story of the creation, and he composed it in collaboration with visuals by Tal Rosner. A video ballet is how he describes it. Here, Thomas Ades conducts the London Sinfonietta and pianist Nicholas Hodges in Day 3, Land, Grass, Trees.
Thank you.
recorded in New York City in 1963, Thelonious Monk's Panonica, dedicated to his friend and patron, the Baroness Panonica de Königswarter. And joining Monk and his quartet, Charlie Rouse on tenor sax, Frankie Dunlop on drums, John Orr on bass. And before that, a piece simply titled Joy by the Turkish composer Erdem Helvacioglu, and part of Thomas Addis's depiction of the creation, first of all, from his piece called 7 Days, Land, Grass and Trees, played by the London Sinfonietta with pianist Nicholas Hodges, conducted by Thomas Addis himself. I'm Fiona Talkington. You're listening to Late Junction here on BBC Radio 3. The Heyhey people come from south central Tanzania, and in 1950, the ethnomusicologist Hugh Tracy travelled there, and he thought that their zither-like, three-foot-long ligombo was just the most captivating instrument of all of East Africa.
Can cheer which corruption and bribery bind. No brightness that gloom can e'er clean, for honor's the sun of man. sacred place to the love of our people sincere. Let friendship and honor unite and flourish on both sides the
Gochan's 1979 song Both Sides the Tweed, about the historical and contemporary theme of the union between Scotland and England. And that comes from the original Transatlantic Sessions album and featured Emmylou Harris, Molly Mason, Ross Berenberg and the greatest dobro player in the world, Jerry Douglas. And the Transatlantic Session, of course, a major attraction at the Celtic Connections Festival in Glasgow. Their concert there on the 3rd of February. And I, for one, am very much looking forward to seeing them in London on the 6th. And they'll also be stopping off at the Sage, Gateshead, Manchester and Birmingham. And first of all there, Pankras Mkwawa from Tanzania, recorded in 1950, playing the zither-like ligombo. Now, recorders, five of them, and in a piece by Brian Inglis called Burmese Pictures.
Thank you. Spin, 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 my little darling. Spin, 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 my little maid. Hey, little maiden, you better tarry this time enough next year for you. Change and so can fancy. You better wait a little longer, Nancy. Turn, my little darling, turn. Dance, 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 my little darling. Come on and dance, 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 my little babe. Now don't you fret when them boys come to tease you. Soon they'll do anything you say just to please you. Dance, my little.
Terry Callier, who died last year. That was Spin, Spin, Spin. And it followed Brian Inglis's Burmese Pictures, played by the Recorder Group Consortium 5. And I'm going to end Late Junction tonight with music recorded at the Paris Exhibition of 1931. This is a group of singers from Somalia with a song to entice camels to drink. Till tomorrow, good night.
Hey, yo, 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 hey, yo Time now for Music Through the Night on Radio 3. Welcome from me, Susan Sharp. I'm with you for the next 6 hours and look forward to your company for a while. The early morning begins with chamber music today, a Schumann recital of all three violin sonatas performed by Russians Ilya Gringolts and Peter Laul. Schumann wrote the first two of his violin sonatas in 1851. The last he put together 2 years later, just before he was committed to an asylum. But by 1851 there were already plenty of indications of his illness. That year most of the pieces he worked on were in minor keys, reflecting his introspective nature and his tension. The violin sonata number 1 is in A minor.